Lesson 5. Creation's First Day. On the first day of creation, Jesus said, as recorded in Genesis 1:3, "Let there be light." His word contained light, because he is the light of the world. John 8:12. In Christ was life, and that it is the life that is the light of men. John 1:4. When God said, "Let there be light," in Genesis 1:3, light shone right out of darkness. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. God calleth those things which be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. All was dark according to Genesis 1:2. It says, "Darkness was upon the face of the deep." And the next verse said, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Verse 3. Romans 4:17 says that God calls things which be not, or which do not exist, as though they were. In other words, before God said light, there was no light, but there was light in his word. So light existed the moment he spoke. He called something that did not exist, and when he spoke, then it did exist. It is summed up here: "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalms 119:105. God's word contains the gift. So when God said, "Let there be light," that command was a promise of light. For that word contained light. God formed it as he named it, just like that. See Hebrews 11:3. If we receive the promise, we have the gift. See Education, page 258. Bible prophecy is spoken in the perfect tense, as if it had already happened, because when God says it, it is there. We may not see it at the moment, but some day we shall. Colossians 1:13, speaking of our Lord, says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." We see that where God is not, there is darkness. Whether it is physical or spiritual, this text is a promise of deliverance from Satan's dark power. "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." Micah 7:8. God speaks light unto our souls, and the darkness is scattered. Isaiah 42:16 says, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them." When God gives us this multiple promise, it contains the multiple gifts he promises, because as the worlds were framed by the word of God, Hebrews 11:3, so he frames light. It is in his promise. It is a wonderful consolation to know that when things look very dark to us, we have this promise: "The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." Psalms 139:12. Were Christ a mere human being, a creature, we would have no hope when days are dark. But since he is our Creator, we may know he has a solution for every spiritual, every financial, every physical problem of life, and build on that hope. Isaiah 61:3 is a beautiful challenge. "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. John 8:32 and 7:17. Through faith in these promises, every man may be delivered from the snares of error and the control of sin. The Desire of Ages, page 258.